Hey guys, happy December 3rd.
Today's the 3rd?
Well, oh. Thursday's the 3rd. You'll be listening to this on the 3rd. I'm in the mood, or in the mood, what? I'm in the habit of wishing everybody the date, like happy whatever day it is, because I'm doing Vlogmas. So now I start every morning being like, happy December 2nd.
Yeah.
Like I just, yeah, it's a lot. Vlogmas is good though. I'm having a lot of fun. If you guys want to go check that out, that'd be cool. It's on my YouTube channel. Sorry, Link's doing tippy tappies in the background. Just before we forget, do we have some correction corners? Corrections.
We have a lot to say about zucchini.
There we go. Thank you. Yeah. I knew there was like something we were supposed to be starting with.
Yeah.
So for the last episode, zucchini guy, any update with him? Did he ever say anything back?
I never responded.
Okay. That's okay. You know, that's okay. But we did have some zucchini. I cooked us some air fried salmon, like cilantro lime salmon with jalapeno cilantro zucchini noodles, like the zoodles. And it tasted good. Like it was seasoned well.
Yeah. It definitely gets, it holds flavor that you put into it, which wasn't the issue.
Yeah. That's what we said from the jump. We were like, it's good the way you season it, but like,
I'm literally just a vessel.
It is. It didn't taste like much other than what I seasoned it with.
Exactly.
It definitely needed the freshness of the cilantro, I feel like.
That was nice.
It's kind of just like, meh.
Yeah.
Like zucchini.
No, there's
just
nothing
like,
to it.
You know what I noticed in the responses too? Nobody really agreed with us. A lot of people were like, what?
Yeah.
I fucking love
Someone
zucchini.
Said zucchini was superior. No shot.
What the hell? Maybe we're weird. Like maybe we're weird. I don't know, but I mean, it was good. It's just, I threw hella shit in it to season it up because it can't stand alone. It can't. Also raw zucchini smells like pumpkin.
Yeah.
We smelled it and it literally smelled like we opened a pumpkin, which smells really good. That wasn't me dissing it. The fact that I'm like prefacing like, guys, I'm not dissing zucchini, but.
Did I fall and hit my head?
Yeah, you said the top of her head feels soft, like a baby's skull, like a fresh, like it's still open.
It feels bruised, like I hit my head.
Let me think. Getting out of the car or anything? You know, when you're like reaching the back seat, did you like bonk?
I don't think so. I'll just never know.
During sleep? Because you do sleep with your head against a wall. That sounds like you literally sleep with like your forehead against
I mean, I would have had to like flail my head
and you would have woke up or you have a concussion. And you kept sleeping.
Yikes.
I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll see. I'll let you guys know if I remember today. Let's do song of the day.
Okay.
We did for this week. We decided because it's everybody's doing the whole like 2020 wrapped on Spotify. We wanted to do our songs of the year. So our number one song of the year, I'll go first.
What? I feel like we should say like a big thank you to all the people we were on a lot of people's raps.
We were
raps.
We were literally on like fucking hundreds, guys. Like I couldn't even like share to my story how many they were because it would have been microscopic dots across my whole screen. Like, you know, when you have hella stories. Seriously though, guys, thank you so much. I mean,
it's crazy.
I was seeing some that were saying like, you binged 8 episodes of this podcast in one day.
Yeah.
You guys take care of yourselves. Thank you. But oh my God, please.
Don't our voices get annoyed.
I know. I couldn't do it.
No shot.
Actually, you guys, if you do that, I guess you're kind of hearing what our heads have sounded like for 25 years.
Yeah.
Ugh. Sorry. Weird. Yes, seriously though.
Thanks,
you
guys.
So much. It was the coolest thing. I mean, we only started this a few months ago and
to be like a top podcast for someone's feed was really cool.
Yeah, that's amazing. So thank you. Keep sharing. Tell your friends. That sounds like I said keep sharing, like somebody named Sharon.
Keep a friend named Sharon.
Keep all of your friends named Sharon. Thank you guys. Thank you. So, song of the year for me was Good Night and Go by Ariana Grande. This song, I get like this with a lot of songs. I just get like freakishly obsessed and listen to it over and over again. And I don't really get sick of it, but I listen to it over and over again until I find a new one to be obsessed with.
Yeah.
So it said I only streamed it 92 times, which is-
I don't believe it.
Absolutely incorrect, you guys. I woke like all- for the past fucking 8 months, I wake up and I say like, hey, A-L-E-X-A. Mm-hmm. I'm next to my speaker right now, so I don't want to go off. And I don't want your guys' to go off too. But hey, smart speaker, play Good Night and Go by Ariana Grande. And I play it in my car all the time. And I play it multiple times a day. There's no way that it was only 92 times. So I think that's a lie.
I feel like that was the one song that really turned you into an Ariana fan too.
Absolutely. I was just about to say that. Like,
I remember the day you called me and you were like, I think I like Ariana Grande. You're like, I stayed up all night last night
and I was listening just watching to, or stuff, yeah, like interviews.
Watching interviews, like, and shit. And I was like, I told you.
I was watching interviews, listening to old music, listening to like any places where she's talked about her creative process. Yeah. I was able to get behind her on like a technical level. And that's when I was like, okay, I respect you.
Yeah.
Cause at first, I mean, I just knew nothing about her. So I was just like, I'm not a fan. I didn't put the effort into getting to know her. That was kind of it. Her brand has also changed so much. Like now she's a lot more relatable now.
Yeah.
Like before she was I'm a cupcake.
Yeah.
Like,
and she like shows a lot of her real side, I feel like.
Yep. Even talks about her mental health and all that. Like, I think she's shown a lot more relatable stuff. So I think that's why I'm a new fan. When the Positions album dropped and we talked about it on here, I got a DM from somebody and they were like dead serious, you guys. They were like, you don't have the right to have an opinion about the Positions album because you're a new Arianator. I was like, I didn't respond, but in my head I'm like, fuck, maybe I don't deserve this shit.
That's scary.
No, it was, they had
literally gatekeeping a whole ass artist.
Yeah. We've talked about that. Yeah. I hate when people do that. It's an artist.
If you're a real fan, you want everyone to listen to them.
Yep. Absolutely. Oh God. What's your song of the year, buddy?
All right. My song of the year is Cold War by Cautious Clay.
Very good song.
Oh my God. I've listened to it. Wait, I screenshotted it.
Oh yeah. You have a big number.
315 times.
There she is. That sounds right.
And I first heard it on my birthday last year.
Aww. It was like a little birthday present.
Oh my God. Such a good song.
I will add these to the playlist. I have a feeling we've already added Good Night and Go, but whatever.
Maybe this time. So if you guys don't know, Good Night and Go is actually it's originally by Imogen Heap.
Mm-hmm.
So whichever one's not on there, just add that.
You're probably kind of sick of hearing this, but we ordered some final touches to the visual for the podcast studio. And we went there and we looked at it. I did a little sneak peek of some Easter eggs of like certain parts of the set in my vlog. So if you guys want to go watch that, you can like try and piece together what you think the aesthetic of the room is. I don't know if you're going to get it, but if you do, wow, you
cracked the code.
You are stalking us. That was a tough one. You're literally
you were there with us today.
Okay, let's start reading these bad boys. Do you want to go first? Who wants to go first?
You go first. I have a good ender.
Okay. This person sent in a definition for bullying and they are a teacher. So that was like the opener and I was like, okay, I have to read this. Here, let me read it and then we'll talk about it. Hi, I'm a teacher. And for us, we use the definition bully when there is an unequal level of power. So the example you gave of the sleepover where they purposely scared someone would be considered bullying because the person hosting the sleepover has more power. The bully uses this power they have to intimidate, embarrass, or harm the victim. So when it's you and your friends pulling pranks on one another, it wouldn't be considered bullying unless you reach the point where one person has more power over the other and their intent is to make them feel powerless. Sorry, this is long, but we see it at all times in schools, and the more you know, the better we'll be as a whole in preventing bullying in the future. How do you feel about that?
With our example that we talked about last week, it does kind of make sense. Because remember we had said it would be bullying if we invited someone over for a sleepover and
like just to fuck with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I get that. Mm-hmm. I get how she, you know, differentiated the two.
I see how she put it into simpler terms, but the power thing, I was like, I don't know. I don't fully disagree with it, but I don't know if that clicks in my head. But I still wanted to read it because it still made some sense. So I was hoping like I could just share it with you guys too. But I think the point I agree with is when she said the intent behind it.
Right.
And I think we touched on that a lot too, but that was kind of.
Yeah. An equal thing of power, I guess it's with, which kind of goes hand in hand with intent, is like how, if someone feels like they have more power over another person and how they use that feeling of power against them.
Yes. But the power thing, I guess I am like, power can be like, she's saying, the person whose house it is has power. But what if the other person is just cocky minded and narcissistic? Then they have all the power, because in their head they have the power. So it's like, we can talk literal power, I guess, like you're on my grounds type shit.
Yeah.
But like, a lot of people don't care about that. I've been bullied at sleepovers at my own house. So to that example,
right,
I technically have the power because it's my house. But if the person has more mental power to verbally destroy me.
No, I see what you're saying. Like, I feel like it at that point, it just falls into intent.
Of course. That's what I'm saying. Like I got the intent part, but her power analogy, I guess I was,
I see what you're saying.
I didn't really fully get that, but it was,
I'm glad we got kind of insight from a teacher who deals with it every day.
Exactly.
Ladies, y'all the tits first and foremost. Secondly, you can use my name, Shannon. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
So I've been heavy all of my life, and by heavy, I mean I was considered the fat friend, but lo and behold, I'm just a thick beach now that I'm 30 and this in this day and age. But I very much remember being my first time being bullied in seventh grade. I was sitting on the bus wearing shorts, and this kid next to me, mind you, he had a flame shirt on and had frosted tips, says, "You probably shouldn't wear shorts. You have thunder thighs." Whoa. And I will never forget how sad I was and how deeply hurt I felt and how immediately self-conscious I became after that day when I was 12. Fun fact, he ended up in jail for stealing a car.
Oh my God.
Stealing a car and flipping it on the highway. So I'll take that as karma.
Right.
But it's taken until just now where I'm like, fuck everyone and their mom who cares about what I look like. I'm thriving, baby, and I wear shorts out in public. What's up? I love you guys so much. Fuck as yeah, Shannon.
As you should. Hell yeah.
Okay. We kind of talked about this. So the night after we recorded Monday's episode, we went and got Yogurtland. And this same topic kind of came up again. And we said, this is something we kind of didn't talk about, is as you get older and you find your confidence and you feel more comfortable in yourself, you kind of, that takes over other people's opinion, which is a huge part of not letting these bullies get to you.
Yep.
Their
words don't mean anything if you don't give it meaning.
Right. Should we tell what happened at Yogurtland?
Yeah. So if you follow us on Instagram, you've probably seen us wear our elf ears a few times. We just bought these like little like clip-on ear things that make your ears pointy like an elf. Whatever. It's fucking Christmas time. And we wore elf slippers with those elf ears to Yogurtland to get yogurt, whatever. Not even thinking about, I didn't once think about the reaction of others. I was just like, hee, I'm doing this with Alex. It's funny.
Yeah.
And we go in and there's three young girls. They're probably like 17, 18. And they're just like,
they literally looking at us, like side eye us.
And they're like, they're like laughing with each other. And we're sitting there.
We're cracking up.
We're cracking up, and we're just dancing to the Christmas, because they're playing Christmas music because it's fucking Christmas time. And we're just like dancing, like getting our yogurt, whatever. And they're just like laughing, and like they like walk out. And there's a different, like, I've been laughed at in public, but it's like they're laughing with you. You can tell the difference. And people are like, oh, hell yeah, man. Like,
you could tell the second they walked out, they were like, did you guys see what they were wearing?
Yeah, it was very much like, I even looked at Alex and I was like, if this were 10 years ago, I would be
we would
destroyed.
Be hurt. Yeah.
Destroyed. I don't know. It was just funny that it happened after a bullying.
I looked at Kristen and I was like, are we being bullied?
Yeah. We're like, we need to talk about it. She literally wrote it in her notes.
I wrote it in my notes.
I was like, we have to bring this up for Thursday.
But yeah, and we came to the conclusion that we were having a good time, and like we were confident, and I mean, we didn't give a fuck what other people Mm-mm. thought. So it kind of like, it took their power away from them.
Exactly. I didn't even, when I do stupid shit in public, I don't even think about how it's perceived. I'm just I'm having fun with my friends. I truly am in my own world when I'm in those happy moments. Yep. And it comes with age. You're right. It beautifully just kind of happens. It's one of the biggest reliefs too. Hey beauties, I'm still listening to the bullying episode as I type this, but I just had to attempt to send this out ASAP. From middle through high school, I had the same large group of girlfriends, and whenever one of us met a new friend, we would welcome them into the group. We had bi-weekly sleepovers, planned lunches, and endless inside jokes. It was amazing. But one day, one of the girls introduced a new friend of hers, and she hated me. No idea why. I even asked her several times if I ever did anything or said anything that would have upset her, and she would always respond with, "Not at all, we're good here." And then talk massive shit about me to our other friends and post stuff online. It got so bad that I would stay home and fake sick from school so I didn't have to see her. She turned some of my best childhood friends against me, and I unfortunately turned into self-harm. I was 17 when this all went down. Flash forward to today, I'm a mental health counselor, and I am, strangely enough, in a long-term serious relationship with her cousin.
Shut up.
Haha, I didn't know this until months into dating each other, and he knows everything about what happened. There have been several times that we're both at family gatherings of his, and she acts like I don't exist. Even when I'm having full-on conversations with her mom. At the end of the day, I made a promise to myself that no matter how mad she made me or how bad she hurt me, I would forever remain the better person and use what she did to make something positive for myself. And now she gets to hear about how lovely I am from her mom and aunt. Sorry, this is so long. Hope you all get to read. Thank you for being the role models we all deserved when we were 16. That rhymed. Aww. Love you. Love you more. This story.
Shit.
Crazy.
That is so cool.
It very, very cool story. But the fact that she just disliked you off the bat.
Yeah.
That, I mean, this story.
Well, and to turn your friends against you.
Yeah. It seemed like, you said how tight this bond with this whole group of people were. It sounded dope. You guys had like a little clique. That's sick. And you guys welcome new people all the time. It's amazing. And she was welcomed in, you know, we don't know her past. Maybe in the past she was in a friend group where she like wasn't in charge. So now she's like, she felt the chance to have a power switch.
Yeah.
And then I think she, whatever it is, she was threatened by you and was like, target.
Yeah.
Target. Cause she was nice to everybody else, but she was so threatened by you that she didn't want anybody else to like you either. I don't know if you want to call the ending of the story karma or what.
I was going to say that.
Fucking crazy that you're like still in her circle. And we touched on that too in the episode.
You never know.
You don't fucking be mean to people.
Yep.
You don't know how they're going to come back in your life. And there's a big chance they will. My sister actually texted me the day on Monday when we released the episode and was telling me a story about one of her coworkers was hiring people for a certain position, and a resume came through of the girl who bullied her.
Oh shit.
And then she was like, oh my God, like what the fuck? My bully is literally trying to work for me. She didn't end up getting hired or anything, but you know,
that's like a weird test of power. Imagine if
that bully was actually really nice to her, then I bet you my sister's coworker would have been like pushing that resume a little bit further to her.
Totally. Boss,
being like, oh, this one's good. You know, like what if I go apply at your job right now, Alex? You would totally be like,
yep.
Yeah, push that one. She's really awesome. So,
God.
Yeah.
Hi, just listened to your podcast and it made me remember one time I was cyberbullied back in high school. It's cool to say my name too. It's pronounced Josetti.
Josetti.
Josetti. Cute. So do you guys remember that anonymous askme.fm form thing or whatever?
Yes.
Fucking toxic.
Yep.
Oh my God. Okay. So it was on there that these girls just came at me. I was that girl who did not care at all about people's opinions of me, and I wore obnoxious bright colors and big earrings, like my outfit choices were bold. But these girls, or maybe it was guys or both, who knows, because it was anonymous, just wrote a bunch of comments in my forum saying things like, your style's terrible, or who wears big earrings to school. I don't even remember, to be honest, but it was along those lines. And when I saw those messages, I immediately texted my friends about it, and they, without hesitation, commented back on each comment just defending me, and it was an immediate, like, relief moment. Like, my girl's got my back. And to this day, those are some of my best friends. So I wanted to share this because a way to handle getting bullied, I guess, is to have good friends around you, in my opinion. I feel like that would have killed my self-esteem if I didn't have my friends backing me up, you know? So having a good group of friends is so important, and to still have them in my life makes me appreciate them more, looking back on the years we've spent together. Anyway, just wanted to share, you guys are awesome. Love the podcast. Hope to meet y'all one day.
That's such an amazing point.
Having your people to back you up, it does. Yep. It feels like a cushion.
Yep. I don't know how I would live without, like, you, Leanna, Brie, like, my, because you guys would do the same thing.
Totally.
Like, that's a really good point. I'm surprised we didn't even touch on that. Like, just
having your friends back you up. Solid-ass
people. And that, if you want to practice being a good friend, always back up your friends. Like,
yeah. Stand up for, ride stand or up die your friends. Is
a fucking thing.
Oh, like, God, yeah.
You got to be a ride or die.
It does show it shows who is your real friend.
Absolutely.
In who is willing to back you up.
Yes, exactly. In times of crisis, for lack of a better word, see who's sticking up for you.
Yep.
Say even at a bar fight, and you could tell who stands back.
I already know who would throw hands.
Yep, exactly. I was bullied by my best friend. I've known her since elementary school, and we are now in our mid-20s.
I said that like I had a stuffy nose.
I never realized what was happening until we stopped talking a couple months ago. She would always say something negative about me. She always hurt my feelings and acted like I'm too sensitive or overreacting. Made me change who I was and made me believe I wasn't good enough. Made jokes about me not being a mother when she knows my husband and I have been trying. PCOS is a bitch. I hear you. She said, my life had to revolve around her problems, but if I said anything about mine, she would tell me I deserved it or it was my fault when things went that way. I never felt she loved me as much as I loved her. Even now when we argued, she would imply that I was a shitty person, constantly bringing up things I told her and use them against me. I was always the one who left in tears. I don't know why she kept me around if she didn't like me or what I did to make her act that way towards me. I have friends now who treat me like a real friend and should, and every time something happens, I prepare myself for the attacks, but when nothing happens, I realize they aren't her. My bully is gone. I'm glad I don't have to put up with that kind of abuse anymore. I feel free. I've also cut ties with a lot of family members who bullied me at a young age. That's something a lot of people go through. Family can also bully you, and that's very real, but not a lot of people talk about that. You know what you deserve. Don't be afraid to cut ties.
Yeah.
I picked this message because the cut tie part. Cutting ties energetically with people who do not serve you is the best thing you can do. The best thing you can do, because that's what's going to free you. It's all just weight on your shoulders that you know isn't serving you. So the day you decide to cut it, I promise you that you will have an instant relief. To the family part, I thought this was a really good point that we didn't touch. We kept using analogies about school and kind of more friend things, but
yeah,
family bullying is
very, very, very much real. A thing.
Yep.
I don't believe in the whole blood is thicker than water thing.
Thank you. That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. It's people are still people, whether or not you're a relative or a friend or an acquaintance.
Yeah.
You treat people with respect and how you want to be treated. And if they're not treating you how you deserve, then they don't belong in your life.
Yeah.
You can't keep giving chances and chances and chances to people just because you're related.
Yep.
That's not how life works.
Uh-huh. It's hurting you more than anything. And when you know you're being treated bad, or if right now you're listening to this and you know you're in a situation you need to get out of, whether it's a bullying, a relationship, whatever, something that I do, I thought about this the other day, I meant to bring it up. Something that I do is, like, when I'm like weighing pros and cons of if I should leave a situation, I'm like, is this hurting me long term? Is this creating scar tissue? Is this creating trauma? If that answer is even a little bit of a yes, get out.
Yeah.
Because the last thing you want to do is scar yourself for the future. and create negative problems for the future and create more work on yourself that you have to do, that you already have to do every fucking day because the world's so heavy, you know? Like, that's just a really big thing for me. So the second your gut tells you the situation ain't it, get out. Lastly, you said, I don't know why she kept me around if she didn't like me.
That's a power move. I think she had her insecurities and she needed to project them, and you were unfortunately her target. And hopefully now that you have left the situation and you're out of her life, she'll kind of sit back and be like, oh shit, I have projected so much of this negative energy into this person, this friend that I just lost. And now where do I put it? And so maybe she's going to start looking inward, like we said last episode.
Yep.
So hopefully this is a better thing. I know it's a better thing for you, but hopefully this is a better thing for her as well.
And I'm proud of you for getting these good ass friends.
Yes. Response to bully episode. In middle school, I was a bully. I used to think that it was cool to pick on others. Listening to your podcast this week made me realize that it stemmed from my insecurities. I actually bullied my best friend because I was so insecure about how I looked that I thought it was funny to make fun of how she looked. When others expressed themselves or were unique, I would pick on them because ultimately I was insecure that I was overweight and not attractive to others. Now I am secure with how I look and treat others with kindness and respect, and think it's important that others know that bullying and making fun of others doesn't make you look cool or funny. And love yourself. Love you both.
Wow. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah. That must have been really hard to like not only accept, but like type out and put out into the world.
We're so fucking proud of you. That was very well written too. And I'm, oh my God.
Oh my God. She just broke into the room.
Link just opened the door. She did this last episode. Oh my God. Hey Link. All we wanted in last week's episode, we said, if we can just help one person flip a switch.
Yep.
Where whatever way the switch is going, just movement in your that's all we wanted for the episode. So that's really nice to hear that.
I threw this in here because I want people to know that it's like, it's not too late to make this kind of realization in your life.
Yeah. It's never too late.
Like, this was in middle school, this person had said. So it must have been, I think it was a while ago. It's okay to make these realizations years after the fact, mm-hmm. because I mean, we still have life ahead of you. You can change in a day if you wanted to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I bet you they felt such relief.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That they just admitted all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's step one to everything. You hear that in every type of therapy. Step one is acceptance. So good on you. Also, if you're being mean to people to be funny.
Oh,
I'm just going to say anybody who knows comedy knows that that's not funny. That's not how you crack a joke.
No.
Like, I hate when comedians like pick on people in the, what's it called? The crowd.
Yeah.
I'm like, sure. Like I'll giggle, but I'm like, if you're doing that your whole set, you're not a fucking comedian, you know? Like, that's not a good joke.
No, it gets old really quickly.
Right.
I kind of little sidebar. I met someone, God, it was probably a year ago now, and it was like a night. I was just hanging out with a whole bunch of friends that I had never met before. And we all were like standing there at the end of the night, like kind of tipsy. And we all went around the circle and like said what we liked about each other. And me and my friend Leanna, we didn't know any of them. So we kind of like, we said what we observed that one night that we first met them. And one of the guys, he was really funny and like really nice. And I had pointed out that like the first thing I noticed about him was I think he wants to be a comedian, or he's a stand-up comedian. And the first thing I pointed out was that he uses other people's, their positive notes as comedic relief.
I support that because I get building off your audience for jokes.
And I pointed out that his comedy doesn't put people down. He lifts people up.
Yes.
And it was like the first thing I noticed about him, and people notice it. It made me think like, oh my God, there's so many comedians out there that like put people down.
Yeah, I know.
To feel like the big guy in the room.
Yeah.
But like his version of comedy, which I had noticed for the first time, was, wait, you're like lifting us all up.
Yeah. That's fucking
but being
sick.
Funny. It was cool.
I don't know that. Yeah. No, I love that. This one's a karma story. Ooh. It's a good one. Okay, so I have a story about when I learned karma was real for the first time.
Oh, shit.
Let me set the time. It was August 2014 and 1D was still a band. Rest in peace. It was their WWA stadium tour. Let it be known that 1D was my whole world back then, LOL. So I was right next to the stage and I had a sign that said, "It's my birthday." Harry, who is the love of my life, picked me out and the boys started singing happy birthday to me.
Oh my God.
I was on the big screen and everything. It was legit. This was August and my birthday was in March. So I lied about the whole thing. Now, fast forward to March 25th, 2015, my actual birthday. This was the day they announced Zane was leaving the band.
Shut up.
Of course, I was heartbroken and I literally felt like my lie was the reason Zane ended up leaving the band, even though it obviously wasn't. But yeah, karma is real and I will always believe that for the rest of my life. LOL.
Holy shit.
That was, yeah. I mean, who knows if that was because you, if it is, you better get in witness protection program right now. Yeah. Because the fact that I just read
people
that.
People are coming for you.
Coming for you. Like I said, I didn't say your name, but people are still going to come for you. They're going to find you. Another reason why I brought this up is because, 2015, Alex got me tickets to One Direction concert.
Wait, March.
Yes. Cause my birthday is March 28th. And on March 25th, they announced like the, and the concert was in April or something, or in May maybe. And like they announced that Zane was leaving. 3 days later, I got tickets and I was like, thank you. I mean, it was the time, it was the best thing in the world. It was seriously the best concert I've ever been to. And I will kiss your feet till the day you die. Like, thank you so fucking much for that. But I remember that the day when they announced it, I was at work and I called out. I literally was like, I need to go home. I'm not feeling well. And I went to Liana's and we just sat there sad, just listening to like old 1D.
When I went to the concert, I like didn't even know.
Yeah, you didn't really know anything.
I didn't know one song, but I did remember I downloaded the album after we left and I ended up downloading like the wrong album.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I think I...
No such thing as a wrong album, whatever.
But like the concert that we went to.
Oh, it wasn't for that
album. It wasn't.
Oh, shit. Like they probably only pulled one song.
Right.
That's really funny. Oh, God, that was such a good concert.
Yeah.
Okay. You have one more?
Oh, yeah.
What's up? Talk to me.
Hey, guys. Love the podcast. And I'm finally caught up to the point I can actually relate and talk about my experiences. So no need to be anon. My name is Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Talking about the degrees of separation is something that really hit home for me. At the end of my sophomore year, I was uprooted and moved 600 miles to move in with my mom because I got into some trouble. My first week at my new high school, I found a cute boy who I had a crush on. A month or two later, a mutual friend introduced us and I made a complete fool of myself because I was embarrassed. Long story. He graduated that year and his friends kind of teased, lightly bullied me about it for the next 2 years, which I absolutely hated. Fast forward to the spring after my graduation, I got a friend request on Facebook late one night and it was that guy. We started talking and he didn't even put two and two together that I was the same person. The rest is history. We've been together almost 9 years, married for 6.5 of those. We have a 3-year-old and just bought our first house.
I just got chills.
I love stories like this.
I do too. They're so good. Seriously, talk about those separations.
People come back into your life.
Yep. Wait, have we told them my current?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Guys, talking about fucking 6 degrees of separation.
Holy shit. How have we not brought this up?
I cannot believe I haven't brought this up. Okay. Someone on our podcast team, we follow each other on Instagram, obviously, because we work together now. And I was like, we have mutual friends. Who is this? Our mutual friend is my ex-boyfriend that I talk about in episode 1 because I lost my fucking virginity to him in 2012 or whatever. They literally went to college together. They were in the same fraternity and they were homies. How fucking crazy is that, you guys? The guy I lost my virginity to and made a podcast talking about it in episode 1 is now friends with the person who works on the fucking podcast with us. That's
talk
crazy.
About a negative 3 degrees of separation.
Literally. I don't know, man. That's pretty crazy. But hey, we ended on good terms.
Yeah.
You couldn't say anything bad to me. And that is why you leave people on good notes.
Yes. This is great.
Then we're going to leave you on a good note right now, guys, because that's the last of our entries. But yeah, this is a good episode. This is a really good topic that I'm totally down to do again.
Oh my God. We're going to keep talking about this.
This is something.
You guys actually sent in a lot of entries about this too.
This might have been the most entries we've ever got for any episode, mm-hmm. which is really awesome. And we love that. We love reading them. We read a lot of them. We tend to choose the ones that are either like these like crazy stories or the ones that can stand for several other stories.
Yes.
I promise you guys are not alone. A lot of you guys send in almost identical problems. Mm-hmm. So we usually, whatever one speaks to us, we choose one that will stand for all those. So I hope these Thursday episodes help you as much as they help us. We learn something every week. And it feels really, really amazing. So thank you guys always for sending in things. We appreciate it so, so much. Video is coming soon. I promise. Yeah, we'll leave you there. Happy December. Happy Vlogmas. Come watch Vlogmas. Alex is in them too if you ever want to see her. How about this? We'll do a fun little game. If you come from the podcast on my recent video, comment what emoji? Something weird, Alex.
Oh, hold on.
Weird emoji. But something we can describe easily so they can find it in their phone.
Right. Hold on. I'll find a good one. The ski mask.
Wait, there's a ski mask? Yeah. Let me see it.
Wait, hold on. We'll send it in the group chat. It might be like science goggles, actually.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that one.
Okay.
Why don't you just send it to me? Leanna and Brie are going to be like, what is that? What about the ball of yarn?
I also don't hate the yo-yo.
Wait, the Speedo.
Speedo.
Green Done. Speedo.
Green Speedo.
Okay, guys, green Speedo. Scroll to like when it's like all the two people kissing and like the two people holding hands and like the family of three and the family of four and stuff. It's right there. It's next to all the clothes. Between the clothing and the families is a random ball of rust-colored yarn.
Wait, I thought we were doing green Speedo.
Oh, sorry. We're doing Speedos. Same spot.
Or both if you're feeling crazy.
Okay. Honestly, I'm probably confusing the shit out of you. So a Speedo or a yarn, whatever you go. I'm sorry. We overcomplicated this so much. Wait,
I sent the goggles in the group chat and Brie goes, what's good?
Just respond. Be like, for real.
Sorry. Just checking something. Wait. Okay. Yeah. Brie, if you're listening, now you'll get it.
My lips are so chapped right now. I gotta go. All right, guys. See you later. We'll talk to you Monday. We won't be gone for long, but come say hi in Vlogmas. Bye.
Bye.
That was the most awkward ending we've ever done.
Because I was also like looking to the side.
Wait, guys, Alex looked at me last night. And her eyes. She looked at me with such a blank stare that her eyes went in like, fuck, like opposite directions. Like,
I think I lost consciousness for like
a minute. I think you did. You literally like went into another dimension. Like the opposite of cross-eyed. What would you call that?
Cockeyed.
Okay, guys.
We gotta go.
Okay, yeah, bye. Okay, bye.
Bye.
That wasn't real.